Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Well, is that the sound of rock splitting in the mountains of North Korea? I don't know, but you got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. And last week, President Donald Trump went to the United Nations, and everyone there heard a speech that they haven't heard an American president ever give before. It left Israeli's Prime Minister Netanyahu saying the best speech he'd heard in 30 years at the United Nations. A lot of people patted President Trump on the back, but not when he called the North Korean dictator Rocket Man. Yeah, that was Elton John's famous hit song, Rocket Man. But Donald Trump made some people mad when he called a North Korean dictator Rocket Man. Well, we're going to play some clips from President Trump's speech on the show in just a few minutes. And before we get to that, I want to remind you that we got the second half of our conversation with Josh Bernstein about the DACA effect and what's going on. So a great interview with Josh Bernstein, from spokesman from AMAC, Association of Mature American Conservatives. And Josh Bernstein really knows the subjects in politics very well. He's got his own show. And so stay tuned for the second half, and you don't want to miss the second half. But before we get to that, we got listeners in the state of Alabama. And guess what? Our listeners in the state of Alabama this week can help drain the swamp for every American in all 50 states. We need the swamp in Washington, D.C. drained. And the man to do it in the state of Alabama is none other than Judge Roy Moore. Go out and vote. There's a runoff in the Republican nomination for the United States Senate seat that was left open by Jeff Sessions moving to Attorney General. And Judge Roy Moore needs your vote. If you live in the state of Alabama, or if you got friends who live in the state of Alabama, get on the phone. And I can tell you, I was in just a couple years ago, I was in a special election for the U.S. Congress. I didn't win. 13 people were running. But you know what? In many of the precincts, less than 10% of the voters got out to vote. It was a special election, nothing else on the ballot. So don't let that happen in the state of Alabama. And really and truly, you true conservatives who want to drain the swamp, if you'll get out and vote and get two or three of your friends to go vote for Judge Roy Moore, it'll be a low turnout. Your vote will count more in the state of Alabama than most elections, because you go in to vote. So get out there and get people with you and vote for Judge Roy Moore. Let's get him across the finish line, and that help get him one more step toward the U.S. Senate, where he will help drain the swamp. Now, I do have to tell you, as we're talking about draining the swamp, that's can be going on right now. Obamacare. We thought it was dead, but there is a chance. And as we go get this show taped, there's There's a speculation that it will come up on a Senate floor, and people are asking Doc Holliday, what do you think about the Senate version to repeal and replace Obamacare? Well, first of all, it doesn't repeal and replace. There's nothing they can really do without getting 60 votes to totally repeal and replace Obamacare. Folks, listeners, American patriots everywhere, I have seen the Graham Cassidy Obamacare replacement plan, and of course, like I said, it doesn't repeal and replace, and there's nothing you can do without 60 votes. I don't like a lot of it, but I do believe there is no other choice at this time but to move ahead with it and begin the journey. It's a step forward, a large step forward. Remember, it couldn't even get 50 votes before on the other plan. So this is the only thing that we have a chance to do before, really before the midterm elections, 2018. If you want to get rid of Obamacare, we've come so far. I wish we could get a better bill. It's not going to happen this year. And the only thing we can do is right now, this Graham Cassidy bill, go ahead. And my view is to get it passed and recommend everybody know this is only the first step of a journey that we must take as a nation. And we're going to have to convince more people and probably go during elections and get some more votes. It's not impossible to get a filibuster-proof Senate if we get some Republicans who will act like some bold Republicans like Ronald Reagan. And yes, they will draw voters to them if they act with strength, but the squishy, squashy, spineless action of the Republicans of this year is really shameful. But if they can get this Obamacare repeal effort through, this new version, I guess, then maybe they'll start growing a backbone to get some real legislation done moving forward. I have to give them a plus, not an A, but a C plus for getting something out there and having a chance to get this done before the end of this week. So, yes, I support it reluctantly, but we got to have it. Even if you have to hold your nose, tell Senator Rand Paul, hold his nose and vote for it so we can take a big first step and not suffer totally under this outrageous bill that was passed in 2010 called Obamacare. So after that rant, that's all I can get in, because we got to take time to listen to President Donald Trump at the United Nations. Take a listen.
As President of the United States, I will always put America first, just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first. As long as I hold this office, I will defend America's interests above all else. In America, we do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example for everyone to watch.
Now, isn't that refreshing to hear the President of the United States say they're going to put America first? President Trump's putting America first, but he said it in a way that all you other leaders, we expect you to put your countries first. That doesn't mean we fight each other. That means we can have some great trade deals. We can have some great deals, but we're going to put America first, and that's what Donald Trump said. Thank you, President Trump.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able. But hopefully, this will not be necessary.
Doc Holliday back here. I just want to know, Rocket Man, are you listening? Seriously, are you listening? Suicide mission? Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Come off the edge of insanity. Come off that edge. Get off the rockets and live a decent life for you and your people.
We will stop radical Islamic terrorism because we cannot allow it.
Did President Obama just say radical Islamic terrorism? Oh, excuse me, that wasn't President Obama. No, he doesn't know those words. But President Trump just said them in front of the entire world so everybody could understand that terrorists who are destroying this world are radical Islamic terrorists.
To tear up our nation and indeed to tear up the entire world. We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
Now, maybe that's why Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel said as the best speech he'd heard in 30 years at the United Nations.
We seek an approach to refugee resettlement that is designed to help these horribly treated people and which enables their eventual return to their home countries to be part of the rebuilding process. For the cost of resettling one refugee in the United States, we can assist more than 10 in their home region.
Now, why didn't the Obama administration figure out those numbers? He was supposed to be intelligent. He's supposed to have all these intelligent people around him. Could they not do math? Can they not say what's best for the people, best for Americans? Evidently, President Donald Trump's running circles around what their intelligent, I don't even know how you can call it intelligence. I don't know what they had, but Donald Trump's plan is so much better for everyone in the entire world. Thank you, President Trump.
Out of the goodness of our hearts, we offer financial assistance to hosting countries in the region, and we support recent agreements of the G20 nations that will seek to host refugees as close to their home countries as possible. This is the safe, responsible, and humanitarian approach. The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it. Believe me.
Now, what is it that people can't understand? You speak the truth. The worst deal. Gave them $150 billion on the front end. On the front end. Didn't have to prove themselves after 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years. What a crazy, crazy, stupid deal the prior administration made. Unbelievably stupid and dangerous as $150 billion flowed in to a country that supports terrorism, and American money can be killing people, innocent people, because of what the prior administration did, as we have no idea, or they stick into an agreement. So let's see. Let's see what President Trump says.
The Venezuelan people are starving, and their country is collapsing. Their democratic institutions are being destroyed. This situation is completely unacceptable, and we cannot stand by and watch. As a responsible neighbor and friend, we and all others have a goal. That goal is to help them regain their freedom, recover their country, and restore their democracy. We are prepared to take further action if the government of Venezuela persists on its path to impose authoritarian rule on the Venezuelan people.
President Trump stepping on a bunch of toes here. He's not soft dancing this. He's telling it like it is about what the people of Venezuela are suffering right now.
Major portions of the world are in conflict, and some, in fact, are going to hell.
Well, Doc Holliday hadn't heard that in a United Nations speech before. Keep on, President Trump.
But the powerful people in this room, under the guidance and auspices of the United Nations, can solve many of these vicious and complex problems. God bless you. God bless the nations of the world. And God bless the...
And Donald Trump did say the United States just lost that on that last clip. But wow. Just clips of a great speech. Go back and hear it. If you hadn't heard the entire speech, get on YouTube, listen to it. And I am proud of our president not backing down and just laying out the gauntlet and saying there's a new sheriff in town when it comes to the president of the United States. Wow, what a speech. Now, we continue with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. Remember, I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. We're glad to have you, and tell your friends and neighbors, continue listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're making a difference, just like we're trying to make a difference in the state of Alabama. Remember, get out and vote for Judge Roy Moore. He will drain the swamp. It'll take some work for some others, but I know Judge Roy Moore is ready to roll up his shirt sleeves and get to work to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. And I don't know if anyone could do it better than a man who's not afraid to stand for the Ten Commandments, not afraid to stand for the right of marriage being between one man and one woman. He wasn't afraid to lose his job to stand up for what he knew was right. And that's a man of principle and a man that needs to be in the United States Senate. Now, as we continue the show, you remember last week we had Josh Bernstein here, and he's spokesman for AMAC, and we're going right into our conversation where we left off last week. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's show, please go back to the archives, listen to last week's show, and there on the page we got places where you can just click on and find out more about Josh Bernstein and his show, and he'll talk about it here at the end. And God bless you. God bless America. We got a lot of things we need to be praying for, including the people and suffered under Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and especially our friends in Puerto Rico really suffered with this past hurricane. And so a lot to be praying for, along with our leaders, president and Congress, a lot of things going on, and we need to be right on top of it. And you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, so you'll hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. And now, Josh Bernstein. And I just asked Josh about what he would do, how he thinks this DACA should be handled if it comes in through a bill in Congress.
Right. So I think we need to do that as well. But he ought to just say, look, I want to curb on legal immigration. I want to defund all of the sanctuary cities. And I want to build and construct the border wall. If you do all that, I'll give you your DACA program. But it ends after this. In other words, there's not going to be DACA 2.0 and 3.0 and 4.0. This is it. I'll give you this one last thing because we have a constitutional crisis that the past president put us in because of the program.
What you're saying is very vital that America hear, and I hope Donald Trump and the White House administration will hear what you said, because that is one of the scariest things to me that nobody's talking about. If you give legal residence, that doesn't mean citizenship, but legal residence, so they won't be booted out of the country, and I think most Americans can see that. But what is next? The liberals never stop. And like
right.
You pointed out, you've got to make this sure everybody knows this is it. There's no more. You know, they go, well, now once you get the DACA kids, the Dreamers, in, then they're going to say, well, how about their parents? They need their parents. And then it's going to be, you know, it just goes on and on with never stopping. So,
and that's where the wall comes in, mm-hmm. because the wall stops it all. Because once the wall's put up, it basically says, you're not sneaking in anymore, folks. You're coming in the front door. You're coming in the right way. And the wall, if not anything else, it will be a symbolic deterrent over anything else. I mean, President Trump himself, with his tough talk, has already gotten illegal immigration curbed to almost 70%. But putting up a physical structure and barrier is much more important because, look, eventually the president's not going to be the president of the United States. And when he's not president of the United States, there won't be that symbolic fear of coming here illegally. And the only thing that's going to stop that is a permanent, concrete, fortified, constructed wall across the southern border. Hell, I'd put one up at the north, too, because you got that socialist out there in Canada, Trudeau, who's allowing everybody into his country. They're infiltrating his country like they're doing in Western Europe. So we may need a fence up at the top and the bottom.
Well, Josh, when you bring out that, the very good point that you need something permanent like the wall and to get that. Now, one of the things that always amazed me with Barack Obama, and we're seeing he would always find hundreds of millions of dollars to give to the Palestinians to fund Obamacare. I mean, we're talking about even billions of dollars that somehow Obama came up with from the executive branch. Now, I don't know why can't President Trump find some of that money that the way Obama, however the Democrats put it out, and he just used it. And now, how did he do that? How did President Obama do that?
Well, I guess, he had a weak Republican Congress all the way up until, the end of his term, basically. But in the beginning, let's not forget from 2008 to, 2010, I guess, the first 2 years,
right.
He had all three branches.
Right.
And they did get something done. They got something done, which was known as Obamacare, which was a horrific bill, one of the worst pieces of legislation to ever been passed in the United States history.
I agree with you.
How did they get it done? Well, you got the Cornhusker kickback. You had the Landro Louisiana purchase. You had Arlen Specter switching parties just to get enough votes in the Senate. You had a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes. He bought and paid for the passage of that bill, and a lot of politicians paid politically for signing on to that bill. But that bill was eventually passed, and unfortunately, after he threatened John Roberts, probably with his life, to not get rid of it with the Supreme Court, it was upheld. So here we are now with this horrific bill, and the Republicans have had numerous opportunities to try to get rid of it. They even passed, 45 or 50 resolutions that had no
teeth. Oh, yeah. I mean, President
that,
Obama.
If you elect us, hey, guys, hello, over here. If you elect us, this is the type of legislation that we'll put forward to repeal Obamacare. And what happened? We elected you, and you have not done it yet. And it's really disappointing. But I also say President Trump should have done the wall first, then tax cuts, and then eventually Obamacare. I think his order was completely screwed up. He should have done the wall first. That's what got him elected. Repealing Obamacare and cutting taxes, none of that got him elected. What got him elected is the one thing that the other 17 or so Republicans refused to concentrate on, and that was curbing illegal immigration. And because of that, that's why he was elected. That should have been the number one focus and priority in the first 6 months. Why it was not, I don't know. But that's the number one thing. And I think he went wrong by trying to do these other things and Obamacare repeal and everything else. They were not as important as building and constructing the wall.
Very good points, Josh. And as we finish up, I know we got to finish this interview, and I hate to finish because you're providing so much good information. And I want to ask you about AMAC in just a minute. Before we do, you said, and I agree, that it should have had a wall first and failed at Obamacare. Now they're trying to do tax reform. But what should the administration do now? Knowing they should have done that, looking back. But what would your advice to be saying right now? What would you tell the administration to do to get things done?
If I was advising the president, I would literally tell them, I would tell him, Mr. President, you have a golden opportunity, and you may not even realize it. You have all the political capital and leverage in the world. You have the presidency, you have the Senate, and you have the House. And you now have a program that was passed illegally by the former president and now is expiring. And now you have the leverage because the Democrats and the Republicans both want this for political reasons to pass. So I would tell you to play hardball. I would tell you to dig in deep and say it is a non-starter if I don't have the construction and appropriated funds for the border wall now, not later. I'm not kicking it down the road. I'm not going to push it off to September and then December, and then all of a sudden the midterms happen and we lose Congress, and the next thing you know, they're trying to impeach me. Uh-uh. I want the wall now. It needs to be built and appropriated now. And I think if he takes that approach, he'll get not only his wall done, but he'll be able to do a compromise on DACA, and he'll get more things accomplished, and he'll get reelected, and more importantly, Republicans in the Senate and House hopefully will stay in control as well. And then there won't be that threat of being impeached with all the other garbage that's been going on with the fake Russia story and everything else. So if I was advising the president, that's exactly the attitude and approach that I would tell him to take.
Good points. I hope maybe we can send a clip of this to the White House and they can hear an interview.
Please do. And then just like I said, folks, I'm a national spokesman for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, with a conservative alternative to AARP. And we have all the same types of products and services that an AARP would have. The only difference is when we lobby on behalf of Washington and Congress, it is to provide seniors more power, more choice, and, of course, more freedom in their health care choices and decisions. So check us out at amac.us, www.amac.us, or call toll-free 888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman on the Doc Holliday Show, and we'll even give you a free membership. That's right, folks, totally free, no strings attached. You don't have to purchase anything. Even if you have AARP and you just want to try something different, then I encourage you to go to amac.us or call toll-free 888-262-2006. Tell them you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, and we'll give you a free membership. AMAC.us.
Wow. Hey, can't beat that, listeners. Take advantage of it,
guys.
That's right. All right. Well, Josh Bernstein, thank you so much for being back on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
No problem. And just one more thing.
Okay.
If folks want to learn more about me and where they can go to find my show, you can go to www.patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. I do a lot of hard-hitting commentary and analysis on lots of different subjects that no one really wants to cover. For instance, I've just done a huge expose on the American Red Cross. I just attacked the Susan G. Komen Foundation for breast cancer research and exposed them. I do a lot of big shows on a lot of big exposures, so I am a target out there. So please support the show. You can support the show financially at www.patreon.com/Josh Bernstein.
And that's why I'm so glad we got you on the show, because you're on top of everything. You got great insights, just like you showed in this interview. So God bless you. Good luck to you, Josh.
No problem. Anytime, any topic.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Josh Bernstein, national spokesman for AMAC. If you want to know more about AMAC, he gave you the information there. And you always go back to last week's show on our front page there at the website. It'll have hyperlinks. You can find out more about AMAC and Josh Bernstein's show. So be sure to do that. And, wow, when we say rock splitting politics and everything from President Trump's trip to the United Nations to we got an election in the state of Alabama this week. So everybody who has friends in Alabama, call them, tell them, remind them there is an election. It's very important to go vote for United States Senate, and we need Judge Roy Moore to get in there to help drain the swamp. And some of you may be saying, well, isn't President Trump backing Luther Strange? Well, that is a strange deal. I don't think President Trump quite understands the whole deal, but Judge Roy Moore has been a friend of this show. We've had an exclusive interview with him, and he is the man for the plan, for the time to drain the swamp. So tell all your friends who live in Alabama, get out and vote for Judge Roy Moore this Tuesday, September the 26th. So next week's show, we'll talk a little more about the Alabama Senate race, for the Republican nomination there. And we'll know there'll be more rock splitting, and we'll cover it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.